Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Fun Friday, June 4th. And I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear like hats, t-shirts, mouse pads, tote bags, and coffee mugs. And, of course, you can register or win a beautiful, 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 brand new chicken coop provided by MyPetChicken.com. We are right in the middle of the ugliest chicken coop contest. All you have to do is get some information. Really, all you have to do is send us an email to contest@chickenwhisperer.net. That's contest@chickenwhisperer.net. What you'll need to do is send us an email with, obviously, a picture of your ugly chicken coop, your contact information so we can get in touch with you if you happen to be the big winner, and a little statement of why you think you deserve a new chicken coop. That is, if the picture doesn't speak for itself. And, of course, ugliness is in the eye of the beholder. So we're getting all kinds of great entries. You can see all the entries up to date at our website, chickenwhisperer.com or .net. That's chickenwhisperer.com. And just make sure if you send that email entry, it goes to .net now, chickenwhisperer.net. And send that email if you want to register your ugly chicken coop to, again, contest@chickenwhisperer.net. That's contest@chickenwhisperer.net. You can see all the entries at www.chickenwhisperer.net. Go and take a look at them. Click on the ugliest chicken coop contest at the top tab, and then you'll see all the ones. We post them occasionally on our Facebook page as well. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live and always awesome chicken chat room. It's going on right now. It's live. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register, won't you? Get your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet other folks, and talk about backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. I also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today, and I want to thank you all for tuning in on this fun Friday to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We'll be back and bring, of course, my wonderful and lovely co-host on the air right after this short break.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. One of the biggest responsibilities we have as backyard poultry owners is to keep our flocks safe from predators. Sometimes this is easier said than done. Until now, costing only pennies per day to operate, Night Guard Solar is completely weatherproof and will provide complete predator protection for years to come, using daylight or sunlight to power itself. Order your Night Guard Solar lights today at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
And the Mighty Bird Against Prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is another episode of Fun Friday. We've made it through another long week together. I want to thank you for tuning in Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, today a little bit different due to some scheduling issues, but we are broadcasting, as you know, live today from 11 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be back on Monday back to our regularly scheduled time at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this coming Monday. We've got some, first, let me go ahead and bring on live my wonderful co-host, partner in chicken advocacy, that is Pat Foreman.
Hey, Whisperer. Yes, it is Fun, Freaky, Frivolous, and Frolicking Friday. I always love Fridays because I take the afternoons off if I can, which is usual. So you don't you have a family meeting today? Is that what's going on at noon?
Yeah, we've got a little family-ish kind of event that we're doing, and that's going to be
nice.
This afternoon. So we just with the about an hour and 15-minute drive and whatnot, we just wanted to make sure we weren't really rushing and could enjoy ourselves. So, yeah, that's why we scheduled the show just an hour earlier. Not a big deal. I know some people out there that listen during their lunch hour from 12 to 1 that may not follow us on Facebook. They'll get a rude awakening when they try to tune in at 12 today. But they can listen to the archive show during their lunch because it'll, by then, be updated, and they can listen to the show here in an hour. At a regularly scheduled time, they can listen to that archive show. Anybody can listen to it 24/7. Any archive show, any show we've ever done is archived. They can listen to that at iTunes, Zune.com, podcast.com, and, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, of course, and so you can listen to all the shows. So those folks who are tuning in normally at 12, they'll have to listen to the show an hour later via the podcast, but they'll have a good weekend too, I'm sure. And all the others who are listening via podcast on a regular basis that subscribe, thank you very much for doing so. What do you got planned for this weekend, Pat?
Oh, I've got so much planned for the weekend. Thank you for asking. But tonight is an art show. The first Friday of every month they have art openings. And this particular one is to sell pictures to benefit the Humane Society, our local SPCA. So it's always
That's
a
nice.
Fun event. Yeah, it is really nice. And people can choose either to donate 50% of the price of the picture or 100%. So our SPCA is always doing something creative like this, and I'm really looking forward to that. So now the other thing I've got going, though, is I want to share this because it went wrong. And if anyone out there is brooding, using the broody hens to hatch chicks, you know, I've been doing this little saga with these baby, kinnikeets. And I've got, I don't know what age the eggs are because someone just gave me this big clutch, this clutch of 35, and I've sort of been sorting them out. So I have some that are hatching out, and I was going to set a hen that's broody, but it doesn't have eggs under her. I moved her to my little broody house, and she would not stay on the nest. So she rejected that one, so I thought, well, I'll try another broody one. And my broody house is about 50 yards away from the hen coop. The second one rejected it. So now I think I'm going to have to heat up my incubator until these guys hatch and then graft them on. So one of the things I learned the hard way that my hens have taught me is they don't like to go very far from where they're sitting initially. And I think what I'm going to try is to put them in a little kettle, a little medium-sized dog kennel, in the coop and let them get settled there and then move that and see if that works. So this is all research for the next book, The Way of the Hen, which is incubating eggs naturally and brooding chicks, sort of the old-fashioned way. So I was kind of disappointed with that. And the other thing I found out is if I lift one off, there might be a little chick stuck in up under her wing or something, somewhere in her body feathers, and I didn't feel one, and she had kind of gotten shaken out, and she shook out a little baby keet that I didn't see, and it wasn't until I went back about an hour later that I found this little baby just hatched out, still even a little damp, and so thank God I went back, so I tucked it right back under it, and it was fine, but I had no idea they're like little. They're like little fur balls that get up in their, these are large hens, they just get up in their feathers and you can't even tell that they're there hardly. So so it's quite an adventure. I'm going to be working with them and getting need to catch up with my research notes a little bit and generally just kind of kicking back and getting the garden planted. That's my plans for the weekend. I'm tending my garden this weekend. How about you?
Great.
You've got your family coming up and you're going to, hopefully you play.
That'll be just for today. We're going to drive up for the event, and then drive right back. So we'll be up there for maybe an hour and then come back home. So not really a time issue over the weekend. We'll drive up and the event should take probably about an hour and then we'll just head back. And then we pretty much have an eventless weekend. So we're looking forward to it to just kind of relax a little bit. We'll probably work a little bit in the garden. Get some things situated because like I want to make an announcement again, like we did, I think maybe it was yesterday, the day before, maybe last week. We will be off the air. Technically, it'll be 6 air days that we won't be broadcasting. Me and Pat, we broadcast really 52 weeks out of the year.
That's
right. It's kind of like we may take off Christmas Eve, Christmas, maybe New Year's Day, the day after, but it's amazing because we just love it so much. It's a big part of our lives, and so we love to do this every day. But after we've been over for me, it's been about maybe a year and a half for me since we started the show, and Pat, you've been with us for many months now, and so we look at the schedule, we're thinking, wow, we're broadcasting 52 weeks out of the year, Monday through Friday. We just like everybody else want to take a little vacation, so we're going to take about a week off in June and a week off in July, so there will not be any programming. We'll still Facebook on occasion and do the chickens in the news on our Facebook and post some things, but we just won't be broadcasting live. Me and Jen tried to do this last year when we went on a couple of vacations, and you just, it's not quite like a vacation. I mean, gearing up for the show, breaking down after the show, right in the middle of the day, and it just never really seemed like you were on vacation. But there will be no programming Friday the 11th through Friday the 18th. So it's really the whole week of the 14th we won't be, but we're also going to take that Friday before off so we can get a head start on the vacation. And then, of course, we'll update you on July. So we've got that week we won't be broadcasting. But you can still follow us on Facebook. We'll be making posts and commenting and chatting there as we can. And then also we've got some new programming that I'm very excited. We talked about yesterday when we were broadcasting live up in Chattanooga at the Sonic. Oh, what a fun time that was. But we've got, and it's starting this coming Monday, June 7th, we're going to welcome, we're going to start a preparedness show, and we anticipate for June and July just being the first Monday of the month. But once school starts back, people get kind of in the more regular routine, probably in August, we'll start the first and third Monday. So we're going to do the first Monday in June, first Monday in July, and then the first and third Monday from then on out, starting in August. It'll be, and we don't have an official name for it yet, but the Preparedness Show with Aaron Mackley. And this coming Monday, we'll be talking all about water purification, many different ways you can purify your water, and what works better, what takes a little bit longer, and even using the sun, even using a 2-liter bottle and the sun to purify drinking water. So he's going to talk about that this coming Monday, which I'm excited about. And so we got new programming there. And then on, and then on Wednesdays, this will be the first and third Wednesdays of every month, we'll have The Living Garden with Jane Jensen. And this is going to be a wonderful show all about gardening. And it's year-round. She practices what she preaches. She's got about an acre garden. She's been doing this for you know, decades. And so she's going to practice what she preaches year-round. She does year-round gardening. So this will be, a year-round show, not just for spring, but fall garden, winter garden, early spring garden, summer garden, the whole nine yards. So we're really looking forward to that new programming coming up the first and third Wednesdays. Of course, we still have our wonderful Thursday lineup, still our fun Fridays, and then, of course, the last Monday of every month, we welcome the President Sam Brush of the American Poultry Association. Tuesdays, the second and fourth, we've got Christine Heinrich and Jeanette Behringer, which are awesome shows, so wonderful. We're looking forward to some new program as we start the summer off and as we get into the fall season. I guess it's kind of like TV, you know. All the summer is kind of some reruns, and then the fall you have all this new programming, and so we're kind of no different. We're looking forward to it. Looking forward to it as well. I posted some new ugly chicken coop pictures today. They are on, of course, our Facebook page. I put down here, could one of these coops be the winner of the ugliest chicken coop contest? Find out Wednesday, June 30th, and you can see all the ugly coops at our official website, chickenwhisperer.net. And so we posted three more today on our Facebook page. There's probably about, I don't know, maybe about 15 or 17 coops posted at our website that have the folks that have taken the time to to take pictures of their coop and who think, and of course people are saying, hey, now that coop's pretty good. Some people are, you know, that coop doesn't look half bad. Some people are saying, after looking at all these coops, it makes you appreciate yours even more. So there's and then some people are like, hey, beauty in the eye of the beholder. So some of these may look absolutely beautiful to some of you guys, but the owners really and the people who are submitting these really want that new coop from mypetchicken.com. Tracy and Derek have been gracious to donate three coops. We already gave one away in May. We're giving one away in June, giving one away in July. I'm going to tell you about the July contest here in just a minute. And hang on just a second. I'm getting a little Facebook message from somebody. Is the show on early today? And I was like, yep. So that was from Shauna. So she said, I'll be right there. So come on into the chat room. And so, but, the ugly coop pictures, they're posted. You can take a look, and it will either make you feel better about yours or whatever the case may be. Or you might think some of these look pretty darn tootin' nice. So a lot of people are starting to have their favorites, and we will be doing this contest all month. It'll end really at midnight on the 29th of June. We'll give it away on the 30th, Wednesday, the 30th of June, and all you have to do to enter is send a picture your contact information, and again, why you need a new chicken coop, and if the picture doesn't, you know, explain that automatically, then send it to contest@chickenwhisperer.net, contest@chickenwhisperer.net, and you'll be entered, and then we'll have a panel of judges that will be picking the, again, according to our beauty is in the eye of the beholder, ugliest ones are our favorites, so we'll do that on the 30th. Now, the July contest, this hasn't started yet, but you can start to think about it, because it may take you a few weeks to really think about this and do some research before you actually submit the entry. What we're going to do in July, because a lot of schools, especially down here in the some schools don't start till after Labor Day, but a lot of them down here, I mean, our kids are going back to school, I think, the second week in August. And so with the anticipation of some schools starting in August, some schools are year-round, some start till after Labor Day, what we're going to do in July, and I'm so excited about this, is the coop contest we're going to have in July is going to be geared toward getting this coop either into a community garden or a schoolyard. And what we're going to do is you're going to be able to submit and recommend, I'm trying to pull the word out here, I've lost for words. But what you'll do is you'll submit information about a school that you feel would be would like to have this chicken coop for the school. You know, it'll be theirs forever, but for the new school year. And we'll probably get some, we can get some chicks for them more than likely once we have a winner. But what we're going to do is you can submit your entry for it can be a private school, public school, community garden. Right now, we may just end up being a school. I'm just kind of giving you a heads up for July. We'll iron out all the details and then kind of announce it the first day of July. But we want this more than, you know, it may just be the schools, but you can actually submit a school that you would like to enter, a little bit about the school, what they're doing as far as sustainability and recycling and educating and agriculture and things like that. And then, again, we'll have a panel of judges, and we will pick out a winning school, private school, public school, and that will go to that school. And so they can start their little backyard block in the schoolyard. So that's what we're hoping to do in July. Again, still very preliminary, but we'll try to get all the details hashed out. So it may be community garden and schools. We'll just have to see, and you just have to submit a school, whichever one. But of course, you'll have to ahead of time make sure that the chicks are allowed and they shouldn't have a problem and willing to do it like that. So that's what we'll probably do in July with the chicken coop contest. So I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. We got Bard Rock, Bard Rock's wife. I can't quite pronounce that. Is it Chanice? And then Dry Pond, Grape Eggs. We got a guest, Kaleidoscope. KCT in there, Eddie Tudor, we've got Lucky Chick, OSU Man, Penny's in there, Sweet Potato, Sly Fox, Teacher Jen, Woodridge Hens, another guest down in there. Again, a little bit light in the chat room today because we're broadcasting an hour early. Already had somebody contacted me. Mark, are you broadcasting early today? So, yes, we are. So we'll have some folks try to come on at noon. They'll just have to listen to the archive show. You know what today is, Pat? It is Fun Friday, and we've got some chicken feed to give away from Purina Mills. It's Purina Sun Fresh Recipe Chicken Feed, and the way we work this is we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll start chicken trivia.
All right.
And, so Pat and I will alternate chicken trivia questions. You'll have to call in if you know the answer or think you know the answer. To our chicken trivia questions, and then each question is good for one 50-pound bag, 150-pound bag of chicken feed from Purina. It's a little coupon. You can go to your local dealer that carries the Purina feed and get that done. So not a problem. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, let me go ahead and give you the call-in number. Write it down because it's not going to change during the show. Go ahead and write it down, even though we'll repeat it as the newcomers come on, or the late arrivals, 347-637-3237. That'll be the call-in number if you know the answer to any of these coming up trivia questions, 347-637-3237. We'll start chicken trivia on this Fun Friday right after this short break.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use NightGuard Solar to protect my flock. NightGuard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling NightGuard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. NightGuard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's N-I-T-E. GUARD.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is another episode of Fun Friday. We have so many awesome special guests that are specialists in their field Monday through Friday, educating us on backyard poultry and the sustainable lifestyle. Friday, we've made it through another week together, and it's time to celebrate and have some fun. Oh, one more other special announcement I have to make. We're doing a little bit of changing also on our hatchery special of the day and sponsorships and things like that. I'm very excited about that. Just always trying to improve the show for all of our listeners out there. We're going to do a little switcheroo, and I think I know all of this will be for the better, and you'll love it. I'll love it. It'll make for great, great programming. As you know, every Friday, and I haven't seen them call in. Maybe Peach is still on vacation because I don't see her actually. Yeah, she may still be on vacation. I think they gave her last Friday off, but maybe she's on vacation. But that I'll give them a call after the show and see what's up. But every Friday, last year we had every day. We had a hatchery special of the day. They would call in and give us their hatchery special. We're kind of going to do that again, but with a little bit of a twist. So every Friday, as I and you know, it's a hatchery special of the day with Randall Berkey. And actually every Thursday now, and we'll probably start it coming up next Thursday, depending on when we're not broadcasting, but when we start it, we start it. Every Thursday is going to be a hatchery special of the day with McMurray Hatchery, and then every Tuesday, it's going to be kind of the hatchery special of the day is going to be provided by eggcartons.com. And what they've done is we've talked to eggcartons.com, McMurray Hatchery, and of course we'll be talking with Randall Berkey this afternoon. But what we're going to do is at the end of every show, maybe the last 5 minutes, probably the last 10 minutes of the show, on those days, every Tuesday, every Thursday, and I still have to confirm with Randall Berkey, though, at least come on as they do every Friday and have us a wonderful special with deep discounts on a particular item, which is absolutely awesome. But we'll talk with them later this afternoon about it. But on with Thursdays and Tuesdays with McMurray and eggcartons.com, the last maybe 10 minutes of the show, we're going to give away some great prizes. So it's not just Fun Friday anymore. We're looking at, every Tuesday. Having a trivia question at the end of every show every Tuesday, sponsored by eggcartons.com, you'll have a wonderful prize from eggcartons.com if you're the winning caller and know the answer. On Thursdays, with McMurray Hatchery, last 10 minutes of the show, trivia question, prize every single Thursday from and provided by McMurray Hatchery. And, of course, we're going to try to do that on Fridays with Randall Berkey. We'll try to pick up one for Wednesday, one for Monday. So every single show of the month at the end of the day, we'll have a chicken trivia question and give away a prize from our sponsor, not just on Fun Fridays anymore. So I'm really excited to announce that. Yeah, it's going to be awesome, and I'm really looking forward to that. The show, we're just working so hard to make this show better and better and better each week, each month for our wonderful, wonderful listeners, because the show wouldn't go on without you. All righty, I'm going to start the first question. You've already talked a little bit about this subject this morning, Pat, but the first question is, this is a heated enclosure used to emanate the warmth and protection of a mother hen gives her chicks during the brooding process. This is a heated enclosure. Yeah, and you've already talked a little bit about this morning. I loved it. And so the heated enclosure used to imitate the warmth and protection a mother gives her chicks during the brooding process. If you know what we're looking for, what this item is, then you want to be caller number 7 at 347-637-3237. That's a Friday trivia contest. 347-637-3237. And again, the question one more time. This is a heated enclosure used to imitate the warmth and protection a mother hen gives her chicks during the brooding process. If you know what we're talking about right there, then go ahead and give us a call. Be caller number 7 and with the right answer, and you'll walk away with a coupon for a free 50-pound bag of Purina Sunfresh Recipe chicken feed. And as you know, if the caller number 7 does not know the answer when we go live, we'll go to caller number 8, then caller number 9, then caller number 10. And I believe it was last Friday we had one doozy of a question.
I know, and I didn't think it was that hard a question.
It was good, though.
I forget what it was now, but do you remember what it was? It just kept going on and on.
Oh,
I don't remember.
I know one thing that stumped them was another name for the coop door.
That was it. That was good memory. What is a pop hole? It's just another name for a little chicken door. Well, I always learn something from trivia. That's why I like it so much. It has an educational component to it as well as a suspense factor with the prize.
I agree, Pat, and we're doing that actually with our Atlanta meetup group, the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. It's a members only contest. We got coming up on 1,100 members, and it's crazy. And so what we did was we got a local coop builder to donate a chicken tractor, and so I wanted to come up with a really creative way or contest where people can learn from each other. So this is what I did, and what I did at the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group is that I started the contest, and it's based on tickets. So if you get into this forum that we've created for the contest and you type in a tip that you've learned over the years by keeping chickens, just some type of good educational tip, you get one ticket put into the barrel. If you have a question about raising poultry, then you get another ticket. And then if you answer somebody's question, you get a ticket. So this is going to end up a great resource, this forum, that will be on the site forever, and you can go and see tips that other poultry people have learned over the years. You'll have questions that they'll ask, and you'll have answers to their questions, because you know that and with poultry, there may be 10 right answers to one question based on people's experience. And so everybody who either asks a question, puts a tip down, responds or answers a question, they get a ticket, and then it goes in the pickle barrel. And then the same day we have the our contest here on the radio show on the 30th, we'll draw the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group coop ticket. And so they're loving it. In fact, we've had, you know, many responses. And I got a pile of tickets here on my desk. Throughout the day, I'll go to the website and fill out the tickets with their name and put it in the pile. And so, yeah, because that's a great learning experience. It's fun. We've got caller number 7 here. So I'm going to go and get this number down. Give me just a second here. Okay, let me go ahead and we'll go live here to the air. All righty, caller calling in from, give me just one second.
Oh, please be me, please be me.
Who is it?
It's caller, from caller number
7.
Area code 540.
Oh, second. That's my area code.
Is it you, Pat? Pat, you're the winner.
Oh, and I know the answer, too.
All right, area code 540, you are on the air. If you'll state your name and where you're calling from near Pat.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah.
If you'll state your name and where you're calling from.
Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
From Front Royal, Virginia.
Front Royal, all right.
And what we were looking for, let me repeat the question here, and you can give us your answer, a heated enclosure used to imitate the warmth and protection a mother hen gives her chicks during the brooding process. What are we looking for, Charlotte?
Incubator.
No, that's not what we're looking for.
That's one step before this, Charlotte. I'm afraid that's not the right answer.
Okay.
Oh, no, but that's close. I can see the way you're thinking, though. That kind of I can understand how one might do that. But, Charlotte, thank you very much for giving and participating and listening. I know you're a regular listener and follow us on Facebook and the whole nine yards. So let me get my
What's your screen
out.
Name, Charlotte? Charlotte, what's your screen?
Gone bye-bye. She's already gone bye-bye. Yep, so now we're going to go to caller number 8. Caller number 8. You know what happened is that as soon as I went to caller number 7 and Charlotte got on, all the other people on hold hung up. And so if they're kicking themselves. They're kicking themselves right now because they're like, oh, no, I could have been caller number 8. I would have thought, you know, they would have had the right answer, and they didn't. So that's what I told you. If 7 doesn't have the right answer, then we go to caller number 8, then caller number 9, caller number 10. So all the people who were on hold when I went to the caller number 7 and brought Charlotte on, a lot of them hung up, and they're kicking themselves now. So that's how it works. You just never know if they're going to have the right answer or not. And then if you hang up, you get booted, you might have been caller number 8 or caller number 9. Who knows? Let's see. So here we go. We'll go to the new caller number 8 as people hung up. The system recalculated that. And here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines. All righty. Caller calling in from area code 845. 845, if you'll state your name and let us know what state you're calling from.
Hi, Andy and Pat. It's Sue from New York. How are you?
Oh, hey, Sue from New York. What's your screen name, Sue?
My screen name is... Woodridge Hens. My husband had to tell me I had a senior moment there. I'm sorry about that.
You don't sound more than a day over maybe 25. So
oh God, no! I'm about twice that amount. I'm afraid. I just had a birthday, so I live like I'm 14. So that's the good news. So.
Oh, good for you. Well, you will have a long and healthy life then, and a happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And,
very good.
The answer we're looking for, Sue, is
it brooder?
That is correct. It's a brooder because the chicks have already hatched out, and so the mother hen giving hatched out of the incubator, if you will, or the hen had already hatched out her little brooder chick. So now she's keeping them warm, as would a brooder. For, you know, 4 or 6 weeks until they're feathered out and ready to go outside into their own starter pen or coop. So That is correct, Sue. What I'll do is sometime over the weekend, give you a call, get that shipping address, or what you can do to make it a little bit easier for me is if I know you're on Facebook, you can just Facebook message me your mailing address over the weekend, and then I'll just fill out that envelope, put the coupon in, and send it right on out to you. That's probably the easiest thing to do.
Perfect. Thank you, Andy. All right. Great to talk to you guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
You too. Have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy.
You too. God bless. Wonderful. Well.
All right. We had our first winner today.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we just rock it on through? Gosh, you know, it's already about 20
let's keep going.
Okay. You brought this up earlier. We seem to be weaving a little bit in information. And given that I am the co-author of the title of this book, the question is, and the answer varies depending on, and I'll be the judge of that, but the question is, what is a chicken tractor? What is a chicken tractor? And if you think you know the answer
good.
To that, yeah,
we'll
the answer
caller
has
number
evolved
10.
A little bit. So, but the, what is a chicken tractor? What
we'll
number call in, Whisper?
Caller number 10, if you can define a chicken tractor. And, you know, there's many different models. There's John Deere. There's McCormick. There's New Holland. There's, let's see what else we got. We've got Ford. All kinds of great chicken tractors that are out there. We've got, let's see what else. I've got several posters of them and whatnot. So, yeah, all kinds of great tractors. You know, you've got John Deere, like I said. So just call in, tell us the definition of a chicken tractor. It's Pat's. Pat is the judge of this because there may be several different variations. But call number 10, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237, the definition of a chicken tractor. And what's your favorite model? Is it John Deere? Is it, oh, my goodness.
I know when we very first brought the book out and wrote it, people would look at us just with these blank faces, and it was one of those, oh, you've gone off the deep end again kind of thing. But now it's a common term. People are telling me, oh, I built a chicken tractor, I've got a chicken tractor. And yet the term is evolving, I can tell you. With the City Chicks, we took it a little step further. But so what really is a chicken tractor? And it is a permaculture term. And, of course, permaculture means permanent agriculture, as we learned from an earlier trivia question. Okay. You got that? Got number 10 yet, Whisper?
Not quite. Again, it's a little bit light today just because we're broadcasting an hour early. Oh, here we go. Yeah, and we're on a delay, and so that's why. Yeah, oh, yeah, we got caller number 10. Here we go. Go ahead and get the number down here. Remember, don't hang up unless they get the right answer, because the last time it happened, a lot of people hung up. And here we go. All righty, let's go to the phone lines here. All righty, area code, you're calling from area code 302. If you'll state your name and what state you're calling from.
Jennifer Harris from Delaware.
From Delaware, all right. Love those Delawares. So tell us, what is a chicken tractor? Dang, whoever heard of that? What is a chicken tractor?
A chicken tractor is a chicken coop on wheels that you can move around in your yard to position your chickens anywhere you need them to be.
That's an excellent, excellent answer. Congratulations. And that's excellent. What we're kind of evolving the definition of a chicken tractor to be is putting chickens where you want them to work, whether
right.
it's just with a fenced-in area, it might even be free range, but it's employing them as garden helpers and helping to tractor the garden, insecticide the garden, fertilize the garden, whatever it is. So excellent answer. You win. And what does she get, Whisper? Is this a bag of feed?
That's right, a 50-pound bag of Purina Sunfresh Recipe chicken feed. She's got her choice of the flock raiser, the Laina, the scratch grains, and so that will be sent out to her. I'll be contacting her over the weekend to get her, or if she's on Facebook, she can email me her or via Facebook message her mailing address, and we'll get that out to her.
Thank
but
you.
I'll give her a call. If I don't, I'll give her a call sometime over the weekend, Jennifer. And thank you very much for listening up there in Delaware. We appreciate it, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Good answer. Okay, you got another one, Whisper?
I do here. Just one second. I had it here, and I'm looking for it. Hang on one second. Okay, here we go. We may have had a variation of this question before. Now we're going to take it. Again, we'll take caller just to change it up a little bit. We'll go down one to caller number nine. Caller number nine, and this would be a device that uses strong light to examine the contents of an egg. A device that uses strong light to examine the contents of the egg. Caller number 9-347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. We've got about 15 minutes remaining to give away some more feed. And it's a device that uses a strong light to be able to look at the contents, the inside of an egg. And this is often used when you are actually incubating chicks to see the development inside the egg. So we'll look for caller number 9 here. Let's see if we've got any kind of Johnny-come-lately chickens in the news that's going on here. I got an email from Christine Heinrich. She sent me an email. She's got says she's hatching Dorking and Icelandic chickens. So and let's see, it
well,
clicks
good for Christine.
Let
she's
me click
them?
The starting yeah. from hatch June 3rd. The eggs arrived today, a day before they were expected. Only 2 days to make the journey from Illinois. Carefully packaged, they are in perfect condition. Not one was cracked. Each egg was wrapped in tissue, then placed in a cardboard egg carton. The cartons were held together with rubber bands, a double piece of corrugated cardboard between them. The egg cartons were surrounded with air packs and newspapers to protect them. The exterior of the box was in excellent shape. She's describing the whole process. So this is awesome. This is on her blog. You can go to poultrybookstore.blogspot.com. That's poultrybookstore.blogspot.com. And follow, I guess, Christine Heinrich. She's hatching out. This is, and she'll, I guess, document this the whole way as she does this. She's has pictures of the incubator she's using and the thermometer, the hydrometer, the whole nine yards. So this is going to be fun to follow as she actually hatches out some Dorking and Icelandic chickens. So that's going to be awesome. And so you can do that again, poultrybookstore.blogspot.com. Glad I checked my email so I can let everybody know that. That's going to be really fun. And so maybe by the time she comes on again, let's see, I don't know, maybe it'll be the following time, she'll be able to tell us all about it, all about it. Okay, here we go. Caller number 9. Give me a second to get the number down here. Alrighty, let's go to the phone lines. Alrighty, caller calling in from area code 229. Area code 229, you are on the air. State your name and what state you're calling from, please.
My name is Kevin. I'm calling from California. And is
hey.
It Candle?
Go ahead.
Candling?
Yep, candling. We would take that, or candler. That would be perfectly fine. That's exactly, you use a candler to candle the eggs, or you're candling the eggs, the act of candling. Or using a candler, that we can take all of those. That is absolutely perfect. And congratulations, you won a 50-pound bag of Purina Sunfresh recipe chicken feed. And I'll be giving you a call over the weekend to get all your mailing address, your shipping information for that. Kevin, do you have any chickens right now?
I do. I have 4 chickens, 2 roosters, and 2 hens.
How about that? That's 50-50 on the ratio there. Do the roosters kind of, do they pick on the hens? Are they doing any damage just since there's a low ratio there? Are they all getting along pretty good?
They're all getting along pretty good. The bigger rooster chases the smaller rooster, but there's no fights or anything like that. He's just going bad, and then one hen will bully the other hen, and then the hen that gets bullied in turn bullies my ducks. So we have a dog. So we have a dog to keep an eye on everything, break up any happenings going on.
Very good.
That sounds like a great plan. Well, we thank you for playing and listening and winning, and well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Kevin, and we'll contact you over the weekend to get your mailing information. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. All right, bye-bye.
Congratulations,
that
Kevin. Very good.
That reminds me, there was a Facebook page a question here I'll share with everybody. It says, let me find it. Ah, here we go. Help! I have a male white-crested duck who thinks he is a rooster and is herding the hens away from my rooster and thinks he wants to make ducklings. Any suggestion? And, you know, that's not uncommon, Lori. In fact, I answered her. Jen and I had a male duck that would try actually to mount our hens, and we had two Peking ducks and that we got many, many years ago. And they were cute and all, but they were a little bit destructive to our backyard whenever it rained. Those, you duck owners, know all about that. So we rehomed them to a petting zoo, really nice petting zoo where we got our goats several years ago. We knew they had a pond, and so we took them over there and rehomed them just because he was actually wreaking havoc a little bit with the peace of our hens. So that is not uncommon from my understand. Pat, do you have any suggestions for Lori regarding that?
Oh, that sounds like a good idea there, Whisper. I have not really had ducks to any large extent. So, but roosters, no, I think your idea is the one to go with. So I can't expertly even comment on that without having direct experience.
No problem.
Maybe someone in the chat room has an idea. They could just type it in. We'll share it.
Sure, I haven't been in the chat room here because I've been busy going to the phone lines and everything else, and so
they're just saying that ducks are daffy. What a quack!
Very good. Hey, everybody in the chat room, and they filled up pretty good, even though we're broadcasting an hour earlier than we normally are. We go back to our regular scheduled on Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to a real quick commercial break and honor our great sponsors, and we'll be back with maybe one, maybe two more chicken trivia questions right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get four Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. Or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get four Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. Or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run. But do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
Really, really quick. Thanks for staying with us today. Pat, one more question. I think we can squeeze it in really quick. We'll take real quick caller number four. Make it quick. Caller number four. And the question, Pat. Pat Foreman. Pat Foreman.
Yeah, Whisper, I'm here. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Got a real quick one here. I was just chattering away. But it's true or false. Ticks, the source of Lyme's disease, and fleas, which are so annoying, are sought out and devoured by free-range chickens. Is this true or false? Ticks,
all righty,
the source of Lyme's disease, and fleas. Yeah, so there you go. Do chickens eat ticks and fleas?
Perfect. True and false. So they're like, ooh, a tick. Who wants to eat something like that? Or are they actually going around looking for ticks on the blades of grass that fall out of the tree limbs and say, look at that thing. I think, tasty. So that's what we're looking for. We've got about 4 minutes left. So if you know the answer to that, again, we're taking caller number four. Do your backyard chickens like to eat ticks and fleas? Caller number four, if you know the correct answer, true or false, 50-50 chance here, and you'll get a 50-pound bag of Sun Fresh Recipe. 347-637-3237. Better call quick if you know the answer. All righty, hang on here. That was quick. All right, we're going to have to be quick with our answer so we can get on with our weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. All righty, here we go. Caller number four. Whoop. All righty, caller from area code 214, area code 214. You're live on the air. If you'll tell us your name and state you're calling from.
Hello there. This is Dave from Texas.
Hey, Dave from Texas.
Yeah, boy. And I would say the chickens will eat them as long as they don't eat them first.
I've never seen a tick eat a chicken. Maybe rooster, but burrow in one. But, you know, Dave, in fact, I have never found a tick on a chicken. Has anyone in the chat room ever found a tick on a chicken? Have you, Whisper?
No, actually, I have not.
I've never seen one.
Okay. Mm-mm. I think
they're able to peck them off, but...
Yeah, when they're preening themselves.
Yeah, when they're preening themselves. But yes, Dave, you are right. Chickens are very good in a way disease vector control because they will eat ticks, and which cause Lyme's disease, and certainly fleas, which are just, I mean, fleas carry their own set of problems. So they're wonderful insecticiders. Chickens are wonderful insecticiders.
That's exactly right. All righty. Well, Dave, I had to cut you off there. I apologize, but I know you're on Facebook pretty sure as well. And so if you'll just Facebook message me your mailing address, I know you've won, I think, in the past before, so just send me over your mailing address. I'll get you that coupon out to you. If not, I'll hear from you here today. I'll give you a call tomorrow and get that from you. I want to say thank you very much for tuning in all week to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I want to thank my wonderful co-host, Pat Foreman, author of many great books. I want to thank all of our special guests we have on throughout the month, of course, all of our sponsors, but especially you, our listeners. I don't want to have to sit here every day and talk into this microphone and be talking to myself. So thank you very much for enjoying the show. We strive to make it a great show and very informative and educational for you Monday through Thursday, and then Friday we have a little bit of fun. So thank you very much. We hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back right here on Blog Talk Radio this Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in then and follow us on Facebook over the weekend. Pat?
Yeah, well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks to all our sponsors. And, of course, Andy Schneider, thank you for bringing us together with Blog Talk Radio and for their audio, visual, and entertainment value. So blessings to all, and may the flock be with you evermore. God bless, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
¶¶